Let's talk the economy, because it is probably already in recession and likely to remain so into next year, according to economics consultancy Infometrics. It has issued a new set of forecasts for the coming year and believes the Reserve Bank's aggressive rate rises, the housing slowdown, labour shortages and supply chain disruptions have already taken a toll on the economy. Chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan joins us now. Hi, Gareth.
Morning.
Okay, so you think we are already in recession. What is the point? What's giving you that belief?
We've seen household spending slowing through the second half of last year, and that's the main indicator we're looking at the moment. It makes up 60% of the economy, and as interest rates have been ratcheted up by the Reserve Bank, we have seen the first signs of households starting to respond to those budgetary stresses.
I mean, to get to a recession, we will have to have, what, two quarters of negative growth? I mean, it would be pretty extraordinary, wouldn't it, to be in recession given the last quarter recorded we had 2% positive growth?
Yeah, the GDP numbers have been all over the place lately. What we've seen is quite a strong bounce back, of course, in international tourism through the latter part of last year as the borders reopened. We've sort of run the numbers, and we don't think there's enough there in that ongoing sort of pickup of international tourism to withstand the weakness that we're seeing in the domestic economy.
How bad is this recession likely to be then, in your view?
Prolonged, we think, as you said, it'll last through into potentially early 2024, but not necessarily particularly deep. So you do have that positive coming through from the tourism side of things, but weighing against that, obviously, weaker household spending. Now, in the near term, that weaker spending amongst households is quite concentrated among people who are really stressed by the higher mortgage rates, having taken on a lot of debt through 2020 and 2021. However, we think later this year, as the labour market does start to soften more definitely, that the sort of pain and the caution will start to be spread amongst a greater number of people. And so, the effects of the Reserve Bank's policy changes and interest rate rises will start to.
Would you describe it then as, okay, so a shallowish recession, not quite a soft landing, but this is the recession the Reserve Bank wanted, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've been in a situation where we've all been rushing around, too much cash in our pockets, trying to buy stuff that the economy just can't produce at the rate we've been demanding. So they have been looking to get demand under control. They may be ramping things up a little bit more than they would have needed to, but they really need to get inflation down, and that is still going to take more interest rate.
Where are you? What camp are you in here? Because there are some suggesting, like I think Jared Kerr at KiwiBank saying, you know, maybe they've overcooked it here and they could ease off and we don't need to have interest rates as high. Where do you sit on that?
Yeah, we're still looking for the Reserve Bank to raise 75 points later this month and push the official cash rate up to 5.75 by the middle of this year. But we are looking at it closely and do recognise it is coming down to a close.
Why would you need to do that if you're forecasting a recession? They've already done the work, haven't they? Why would you need to go 75?
Yeah, good question. I mean, the issue is that they're not targeting economic growth. They're targeting inflation. At the moment, there's been very little sign that they've actually got inflation starting to come down. It's steady at 7.2, but that's still miles outside their band. And we think there is still more work needed to actually get those pricing expectations and price and wage.
So you didn't see the green shoots, so to speak, or the positive signs in the core inflation that came out last week, which showed it, domestically, in fact, it was starting to ease off.
Yeah, on the other hand, you've had, looking right through the CPI, actually the most number of items being raised in price within the last 12 years. They've only got data going back that far. So there's a real breadth of pricing pressure are still there through the economy as far as we're concerned.
All right, then, is there anything that can be done in the short term? We just have to, this is the medicine, is it?
Look, it is effectively, we've had very good economic times over the last couple of years, and it's kind of a case of now having to pay the price. People have said, well, why doesn't the government try and soften the landing? But of course, part of the problem we've had has been that fiscal policy has been incredibly stimulatory as well. So there's not really much the government can do either in that regard.
Gareth, appreciate your time. Gareth Kiernan there, chief forecaster at the economic consultancy think tank Infometrics.